Odin's gallery in Valhalla was filled to overflowing with delegates from 8 of the 9 Norse worlds. Hel was there representing her realms of the dead and Nilfheim. An outraged contingent of frost giants had also staked a claim to Nilfheim as their domain. A predictable scuffle ensued that had shifted from curses to the ring of steel on steel. One of Hel's serpents was with her. Its forked tongue lashed in and out, spraying poison at the giants. Odin crashed a fist down on the scarred wooden table that ran the length of the messy hall. The place had clearly seen better days, and it didn't appear anyone ever cleaned it.
"'Tis not why we are here,"
he thundered and skewered Hel and 3 frost giants with his single fog-colored eye. Dark hair spilled down his back in many small plates, tied off with colorful bits of leather. I'd never seen frost giants before, but I understood why they'd been named. Icicles clung to their whiskers and dripped down their chests. They wore skins, carried clubs and flails in addition to swords, and looked rather like my idea of caveman warriors. Big ones, though. Humanity's predecessors had been tiny by Norse standards. The remainder of the room's occupants were interesting as well. I'd never laid eyes on a living dwarf either, but I had seen the occasional elf. Hel bowed in Odin's direction.
I hear and obey, my liege.
Her huge, black, cobra-esque snake slithered to her side and wound around her ankles much like a cat would have.
Better. Odin still sounded grumpy. I'll bring the hunt in to establish order if I have to.
We do not want them here,
an elf shouted. Raspberry hair fell to his feet, and his gossamer wings were decorated with glittery patterns.
No one does, Hel told the elf, which is precisely why Odin threatened us with their presence.
Ye concede Nilfheim to us?
One of the frost giants boomed.
Nay, I do not.
Hel's response was acid enough to curdle milk. Both of Odin's ravens took to the air, cawing as they circled the giants.
I said this topic is closed.
Odin's voice was level and even, for once.
If ye cannot comply, ye must leave. If ye do, ye will still be bound by today's decisions even though ye had no say in them.
Amid grumbling, the frost giants sheathed their weapons and lumbered to the edges of the hall. Its ceiling was at least 4 meters tall and supported by rough-hewn beams and upright posts. Odin took a slug from one of the twin drinking horns draped around his neck. Thor sat to his left, his fair hair spilling down his chest in 2 thick plates. Unlike his father, his eyes were more blue than gray. In contrast to his hair, his beard was flame red. Other Norse gods were arrayed around the table. No one had bothered with introductions after learning my name, probably because I was the only one here who didn't know everyone. Zeli, the copper-scaled dragon I'm bonded to, my right as a dragonair, stood behind me. Dewey, the Celtic dragon god, was next to her, red scales shining like burnished fire. I felt the occasional flare of magic between them and was certain they were chatting up a storm about me and my unexpected turn of events. I squashed a mental wince. Even within my thoughts, I was so conflicted I was having a hell of a hard time saying the word pregnant. I'd done what I usually do when I felt overwhelmed. Pushed the whole mess aside with promises to think about it later. Not that I didn't have some time. At least I figured I did. I'm part Celtic god and part dragon. Bjorn Nighthorse is sitting next to me. He's my mate. Delight and pride and determination have practically oozed from him since the dragon sensed a hatchling within me. Bjorn carries Norse and dragon blood. I have no flipping idea what this baby will be. I mean, it will look human, probably, but the little creature will be magic incarnate. We'll probably have to ward the nursery to keep him contained. I should be paying attention to the meeting, but Odin hadn't said much after censuring Hel and the frost giants. Or maybe he had. I wasn't exactly at the top of my game. How could I be? I had so many questions.